Then the Bone Fairy removed his pack and held it out to Warner. "This is yours." Warner knew in his bones that the words were true. Whatever was inside that pack, it belonged to him. His teeth had elongated in his mouth, and the change raged to take over. But Warner fought it back. With the pack in his arms, he struggled not to run, to fly away to the dark woods, to be alone with whatever was inside. The scent was unlike anything he'd ever smelled. He'd only dreamed of it. His stomach rumbled, and he couldn't fight it any longer. He ran. He ran as fast as his legs would carry him. In the past, he'd been able to run as he changed. It had been seamless, painless, and natural. There was nothing natural about what happened to him now. His bones were breaking to reshape. His body curled in on itself, twisted and cracked and pulsed. Even the wind on his skin that had once brought sweet relief was agony. He didn't know what he looked like. He didn't want to. Warner managed to drag himself to a distant cave where he completed the surrender to the darkness that began when he died. He arose something new, something awful, something that devoured what was inside that pack with a gluttonous, orgiastic glee. When Warner came back to himself, it was dusk. Instead of lying on a cold cave floor, he was lying in Eleanor Westwood's lap. She was singing and stroking his hair like she had when he was a pup. Warner did something then that he hadn't done since he put Sterling and Ariana in the ground at Den Hollow Cemetery. He cried. She continued to pet him and to hum the tune that had rocked him to sleep as a pup. "Put me down," he begged. "Put me down before I hurt them."
"You won't hurt anyone that doesn't deserve it, Warner Wolven. I know you."
"How can you? I don't know me. I'm something else now."
"I know, lovey."
"I ate what was in that bag. I ate him," Warner confessed.
"As you must, nature requires balance. When the world is out of balance, she strives to make it right. You have always been a protector, and that is what you will still be. With the rise of this new threat to both humans and wolves, something just as horrible must rise to fight it. I've seen in the runes that a dark champion will be born."
"I can't live like this. I'm no champion. I'm becoming a berserker."
Berserkers were a horrible fate, mad with bloodlust. They were nothing but killing machines with no hope, no light, no family. No pack. It was only about the blood, the meat. They were almost unstoppable. "Your pack needs you, Warner. Blake is waiting."
Warner Wolven pulled himself up out of the witch's lap, bloody on the outside and broken on the inside, to answer the call of his pack one more time.